There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. It is NFL trade deadline day. That is today at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. is trade deadline day. We will hear from Mike McDaniel here in just a second on the Miami Dolphins. Last night of Monday Night Football, the Chiefs, they improve to 8-0 with a win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are now 4-5 on the season.
Actually, a pretty good game.
In overtime. Went into overtime. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, 291 yards, three touchdowns. Kareem Hunt, 105 yards rushing, one touchdown to walk off the win.
Game winner.
Margo's his favorite, Travis Kelce, 14 catches, 100 yards.
Can't even get in the end zone, dude. Can't even get in the end zone.
Did you have him over touchdowns?
I did. I had Chiefs winning and a touchdown.
Interesting that you bet on somebody you loathe so much.
Yeah, it was the boost. You don't want to send you the boost thing?
Wait. When it's about money, you'll put that nonsense aside.
Yeah, especially if Hard Rock's like, we'll give you extra money on this one.
DeAndre Hopkins. Yep, he's a Chief now. 86 yards, two touchdowns, great catches.
How did we
guys got hands?
How did we let them get DeAndre Hopkins?
It's a wonder. It's a marvel.
No, like, let's not act like there were other people that wanted him. There wasn't really a lot of people.
Why not? You got to play keep away sometimes. You know, not necessarily
for the same reason why the Dolphins don't have Andrew Van Ginkle on this team.
No, that was just dumb. That was just dumb.
But so
the only thing that would make it worse though is if Van Ginkle was a Bill.
Yeah, true. Oh my God.
No, we got their.
Oh yeah, we got their Van Ginkle.
No,
boom.
That's not that.
I mean, you tell me this guy's not going to get a Bill Super Bowl ring out here. Take it. Just, oh, sorry guys, I thought it was a clean hit. Oh, did I take out your best pass rusher? Oopsie.
I was listening to the pregame show with you and Solana, and Omar Kelly was on at that time, and he had mentioned that if Jordan Poyer can't get up for this game, that would be it for him. That would be like...
I don't know what that means.
Like, I guess we're moving on to other options? Is that some of the...
No. He was just talking about just from his own...
Probably from belief.
Right.
Probably from belief.
But here's the problem with this. Like, everybody wants change. Everybody wants to think the Dolphins could go do something and make it better, or you should blow it up. If I ask my friends, okay, Why are the Dolphins like this? Why are they 2-6?
Right.
You have to be honest about that before you can be honest of a solution. And they throw the same stuff you throw at me. Oh, it's been 20-plus years, and it's been that. What is the issue now?
Well, I wanted to ask you this, right? Because, like, Mike McDaniel had this thing yesterday, right?
Like, I don't – like, why do I have to translate? No, I don't want to be his translator.
It's not just a McDaniel thing, because we'll hear from him in a second. But, okay. Like, you know how people always say, oh, I feel like we're better than our record is?
Ugh.
And I feel like – you know, that mostly relates to, I look at the names and talent that we have. You know, Jalen Ramsey said something similar, like, we're better than our record is. I look at the names around here. But, like, at what point does a team also have to go with execution? Because they're really bad at executing.
Well, and here's the deal. That it's easy to say that now, but the problem is you can't afford any mess ups. So when you have the normal mess ups of football and you lose a close game, like, we have 5 weeks of scarring before that. And so that's why it becomes a difficult pill to swallow, because it seems like each week is something different. But I would say this, is that look at this team, okay? Look at who you have for quarterback for 4 weeks. Look at you losing your two pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are all big ticket items on your team mm-hmm. that you're relying on heavily to have success, and you don't have them. So what ends up happening is now we're trying to find secondary reasons as to why the Dolphins are 2-6. And then you go to, oh, you knew Tua was going to get hurt. Oh, you knew this. Oh, you knew that. You know what? But guess what? Before the season started, what was our main concern? Pass rush and offensive line. The offensive line has been okay.
They've been okay.
Right. I mean, you're damn near leading the league in rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're doing
league in fumbles, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's something else. See what I'm saying?
But where does that go into, like...
When
guys are talented, right? But they always have critical screw ups. What is that? Like, what do I equate that to in the stacking of belief in a team? You know what I mean?
A lot of the offensive issues are this: you have an extremely difficult offense with a lot of movement, a lot of motions, a lot of shifting, and stuff like that. And the only guy you have that has perfected it was injured, okay? So you can't really look at that. Is there a way, or was there a way they could have simplified it to make it easier for the next quarterback? Maybe, but guess what? Skylar Thompson was here for 3 years, so they thought he was going to be the guy.
Oof.
He wasn't. But when you see these guys get back together, and then you see Tua, and then you see, you know, now you got Janu and Waddle, and now they're running the football, and they're doing all the, you see the offense starting to come together, you're like, okay, this is what we want it to look like.
Right.
It's too late in the season for that now. Now you need to win. And so you separate the two things. Is this team a bad team, or did they have circumstances that made them that way?
I'm just kind of fascinated by this. It's kind of like the Heat last night, too, right? Like, okay, for the majority of this game, you look really good.
Right.
But you have these lapses that are just so catastrophic. And in football, it's a moment, because it's
it's a moment, right.
It turns
a
over
fumble,
to a drill. But in a basketball game, it's a quarter. And I'm like, well, what is that?
But here's the difference. Here's the difference. Is that the reason why I expect more from the Heat is we've already had the conversation about the Heat that I'm having now. And you had the whole offseason and preseason and the first couple of weeks of the season with all your guys. And all we heard all summer was that we don't need to make any changes. We got our guys. We just need to be healthy. But you're healthy, you're doing the same stuff.
Yeesh.
So the two teams are doing the same things when you talk about the mistakes or the third quarter, but we expect more from the Heat because they are supposed to be back. Whereas you still know you don't have a pass rush on defense. All right? You just started scoring over 20 points offensively.
That's been nice.
Right. So, like, when the Dolphins say, I can, you know, I feel good about where we are, that's where that comes from. When Spo says it, we're like, wait a minute. We have everybody back, but yet we're seeing the same issues we've seen whether these guys are here or not. And that's not winning at home, third quarter, right? So they're, the two teams are in two different places. I don't know. It's a lot easier to fix a basketball situation because you're still rotating guys or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can't do it as much in football. There's not like, let's interject this guy and get a spark. You can't really do that in football. So I don't know what the solution is. The solution is not blowing everything up. Okay? When they say these guys are too talented, yes, they're too talented. You see the talent. But they don't have a pass rush, so the secondary is getting exposed a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Offensively, they're clicking, they're moving, but you have the one mistake a game that costs you. It's hard. Look, it is hard to do anything, to have any type of job where if you make a mistake, you're a failure. Think about that. So
I like the rules.
I get the mistakes. I understand that.
Don't hit a guy in the head.
But if you look at the overall picture,
I mean, come on,
of where this team is versus where they were, I can see how it could be positive.
We'll take a break. We will hear from the Dolphins head coach coming on up. Back after this.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You should be embarrassed.
Why?
You should be embarrassed.
I played this on purpose.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. No.
It's the monster mush.
You can't.
You're a monster mush.
Can I tell you something right now?
Yeah, what's up?
You can't use producer excuses with me. I did what you did for years. And I know a lazy song pick when I hear one. And you played one. You can't play Monster Mash on November 5th.
No, it's a good song. It's a good
song. You can, Leroy?
Yeah.
He's
playing Monster Mash right now.
It's a Monster Mush. That's
what I was going to say. He called you Monster Mush.
That's exactly what he did was he forgot to put a song in there, and all he had was Monster Mash.
Can I tell you what the options were? Monster Mash? My first option, I was like, oh,
why are you on the Halloween page?
It's the most recent songs added to the thing. I was like, all right, let me play this quick song. Quick. It was Zombie. I was like, oh,
you could have went with that.
I can't do Zombie.
You know,
Zombie from the Cramps.
Can I just, yeah.
That's a great song.
Can I tell you a little secret about that song?
I love that song.
I know you do.
So,
hi, man.
This is when I know I'm getting old. Mm-hmm. Right? When you singing a song and you thought a song was a certain song, the certain words, and then somebody finally stops you and say, That's not the word. I didn't know
Big
the name.
Me,
I didn't know the name of that song was Zombie.
What'd you
I
think
thought it was Someday.
Someday. Someday. Someday.
So somebody said to me, excuse me?
It was one of those mornings where I was thinking of Khalil Ware songs, but only for getting Despo to play him.
Yeah.
Where is he playing? Okay. Where is his Spo? Okay.
It's a work in progress. They're still working on it. It's still workshopping.
I need a real tall man.
Oh, God.
I don't think Thomas Bryant is the answer.
Mm.
Somebody said Leroy is old school in a new world. No, I'm all for the new. If there's only one thing that I would change about NIL, it is this. In the real world, if you sign a contract, there's ramifications if you break that contract.
Yep.
So all these kids are going to these schools, getting NIL, and then leaving and not playing in a bowl game.
I have thought about this.
I would have a problem with that if I'm a university.
There was a famous story back in the day. I believe it was Randy. It was not Randy Macho. It was the Ultimate Warrior,
mm-hmm.
where the Ultimate Warrior refused to go out in the main event against, I think it was Hulk Hogan,
mm-hmm.
unless he got a raise. Like, he negotiated his contract backstage. Like, he completely did it in bad faith with Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And was going to refuse to go out, so he ended up, you know, having to cave, and then that was like he got his payday, and that was it. Like, he was done with them.
Right.
And I've been wondering with this NIL thing, what if Cam Ward just said,
"Well, no, because
but
here's the deal with that.
Secured the Heisman.
But here's the difference. Here's the deal with that though.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. You're asking for more. You already have the contract. You already have it.
A little bumpski.
No.
A little bumpski.
No, that's not... No, the world doesn't work like that,
it
man.
It doesn't?
No.
I think it... Didn't one kid get kicked off of Nevada?
No. Here's what happened.
I was just looking at that. You went LV.
Here's what happened to that. Okay? They promised him a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
They were not giving it to him. There was a company that said, we'll give him the money. UNLV said, nah, let him walk.
Right.
That's what happened.
But
it was money that he was promised.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, he was asking for more money.
But here's the thing. All right, if you're Cam Ward, right?
No, man.
Don't make it Cam Ward, because I know Cam Ward wouldn't do it.
No, it shouldn't be anybody.
Why not?
Because it's business. Let me explain. That's not business.
It's business.
That's not business. You know what kind of business that is? Trump business.
Well,
that's not business, dude. If you want people to have good faith with you,
mm-hmm.
and you want the NIL to mean something, then you got to hold up your end of the bargain.
What if he
did? That means every time you have it. So this is how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So forget the contract.
Right.
If I say I'm going to give you $1 million,
mm-hmm.
and you stink it up the first 2 weeks,
right?
Can I then make it $200,000?
No.
So how can you have it the other way?
You got to get them out there.
Okay, Jimmy. You are crazy.
I understand it's a crazy idea.
No, you are crazy.
I understand it's a crazy
idea. You're crazy.
Crazy idea.
Here's the deal. If you don't hold people accountable to that contract,
yeah.
then what's going to stop the NIL person from doing the same thing to somebody else?
But it has happened.
No, it hasn't.
Dude, we've seen plenty of recruiting stories of guys that I was promised this. Florida's had issues with it.
The Florida guy. Okay, yeah. They promised him.
Okay.
Money. That's a whole different...
You don't think it's out of the realm of possibility? Like, let's just say... Because we see all the time, like, we're in a new world, right?
Yeah.
Where, like, guys are not playing in bowl games because of the NIL.
Yeah, and so what's I would to say, have a like, problem with that. I have
what's,
a problem with
what's
that.
To say? I know you do, but, like...
Right.
Just be like, you need me in that game, huh? It's like, I really need an extra mil.
You know, and you know who I blame? Bonus. You know who I blame with this?
NCAA.
Yeah.
That's
because
their fault.
They could have had... control of this,
yeah.
and they could have made sure that all these things were spelled out beforehand, but instead, because it's the Wild Wild West, you're going to have these situations. Now, here's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
If you have demands and they promise you something, don't go out there and suck. Right? Because in the real world, just like in professional, especially football, in the real world, if you suck after getting a new contract, they're going to come get some of that money.
Yep.
You're going to have to take a pay cut, restructure your deal, whatever. because it's not, there's only a portion of it that's guaranteed. So I just think we're teaching, these are all moments to life lessons. And the life lesson here is, what does it mean to be under contract? And what does it mean, you know, as a promissory note or whatever? They should teach these lessons now. Mm-hmm. Because the way kids think is that, oh, I can just keep going somewhere else until I get it right. And what ends up happening is they never end up playing football.
Yeah, but it is still a little bit of a Wild West. Like, there's really not control over it.
Here's the part of it that you're getting confused with, okay? So, say when Cam Ward went to Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Washington State for, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And he had another year of eligibility. So then he decided to go somewhere else. It's not like, oh, I'm just leaving. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of these kids, that when they come to the school and get that
It's pretty free reign now, though. Like, guys can go.
It's free reign, but you can go wherever. Most of these cases.
I'm talking about an up the ante thing. Because, like, we can say all we want about this, but it is still a bit of a, we're concocting just more of a television program that we like.
Right.
And I would just think I know it's a bad look, but also, you know, we've also concocted a bigger playoff, so these kids are playing more. And mm-hmm. in reality, you know, and I know he's not going to do this because Cam Ward is a real one. It seems like if I had you, in his back pocket, I'd be
you
like,
you know, what this sounds like
million a playoff game.
You know, what this sounds like
million a playoff game.
This is what it sounds like.
Hmm?
Sounds like somebody who's never played sports.
It's not sports right now, though. It's business, baby.
No, it's still sports.
Business, baby.
Once you get around those guys, once you start playing with those guys,
mm-hmm.
it's not. Look, here's what they tell you all the time in the NFL. Your money is your money. When you come in here as football, don't get too twisted. Don't talk about your money in the locker room. Right?
Yeah.
And that's just it,
mm-hmm.
because you're part of this team. Like, that's always going to be a rule. So I don't, that's crazy talk. You come in, like, you think, like, and that's clearly somebody that.
Well,
like, when you have here,
it's really
once
not
you
that
get
crazy.
Your money,
like, it's happened plenty with guys sitting out.
It is crazy because here's the other thing: you play in a team sport.
Yeah.
If you did something like that,
how is it different?
It would be.
Let me ask you something. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
How is it any different from a guy who just sits out a bowl game because they don't want to get hurt for the draft?
Which I think should be fixed also.
It should be. But, like, if he was just securing.
It's a little. Because that's the end of the season. And.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the end of the season.
They're only sitting out bowl games that don't mean anything. Nobody's sitting out a national championship game or playoff game. Now, if
those are the ones they should sit out,
why?
Because you hold out for more money.
You not
leave it under the pillow,
dude. You can't. Why are you being that guy?
El Bore says Tobin shady show pony car.
Yes, you just keep adding a whole bunch of S's to your nickname, right? Like every time you say something like that, just add an S.
Because he's a snake, that's why,
yep.
Dude.
Shady snake show pony.
Trying to get Cam Ward to hold out.
Listen, Cam, you're going to play, but why don't we just get an extra mil per playoff game
no,
while we're at it?
No, because
a mil, too?
A
you're not
mil
even,
per playoff
asking
game. Jimmy Butler gets $500,000 per game, right, to okay. show up.
And Cam, he don't even play in all
this
of
is
them.
The second most popular sport in America.
All right.
What's this the first most popular?
NFL.
Oh, okay. Oh, you think it goes NFL college?
I think so.
Yeah.
You think college NFL?
I think No. It's NFL.
Yeah, so this is the second most popular sport in America.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Mm.
So say if Tua didn't have a contract.
Yep.
And they start off and they get ready for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'm not playing without a contract.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think of Tua?
That he wouldn't play in the playoff game?
Yeah.
I wouldn't love it, but Lamar Jackson got some of that heat. That happened with him.
What do you mean?
Before he got his contract. Remember he had the knee injury And a lot of people thought, oh, he could have played.
He was hurt, though.
A lot of people said that he could have played.
A lot of people.
A lot of people did. No. It was a report, though. I'm not making it up.
Okay.
A lot of people thought that.
But again, telling somebody they can or can't play is, like, yeah, I'm not reading into that. Like, they also said that about Jay Cutler, and then he had a tear.
I remember that bad look from Maurice Jones-Drew.
Right, but you see what I'm saying? Like, let's not get in the business of playing doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get in the business of telling somebody else what they should and shouldn't be able to do at work, or when they should or shouldn't be able to work. It's a bad look for everybody.
Hasn't been the first time, though. Like, people.
Yes, they do it all the time
in
sports.
Players have done it.
Huh?
Players have done it
before.
Sure.
I don't even. Listen, the most I ever been fined on a football team, I told the doctor after a game, something's wrong with my knee. He says, he takes my knee. He does the little test, right? He goes, structurally, it's okay. I said, listen, jackass, I've already played the game. I say something's wrong with my knee, you're a doctor, find out what's wrong with it. Ooh. End of discussion. Okay, you don't tell me it's fine and I'm imagining it.
What do you get for a playoff game appearance? What do you get, like $50
million? Who?
Huh?
The school.
Oh, the school.
The school, depending on what bowl. Like Rose Bowl, you get a lot. Here's how I know. As a player,
yeah,
I judge how big the bowl is by the bowl gifts.
Millions should go to Cam Ward.
No. Like, all right, dude. I'm not even down with that.
School typically receives around $6 million. Oof. Oh, my God. Big Ten and SEC schools.
But the January 1st goals, January 1st bowls are like $13 million. The playoffs millions are like $13 million. But all that money, keep in mind, all that money doesn't go to the school. Like, somebody goes to the conference and
million goes to Cam Ward. Cam Ward buys the O-line scooters.
Oh. Still has like $900,000 left over.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
Dave South says, Tobin is Gru Rosenhaus.
All you got to do is talk in the accent.
Point. Four, two.
Take a break. Damage is done, my friends.
So I said to Marcos, hey, ma'am,
I sing the song because
why does your foot look so fat, no shoes? Right? I said, is the way they tie it up? He goes, no, the tongue is thick.
It's a thick tongue. Look at it. It's a thick tongue.
No, dude.
It's a thick tongue.
Dude. Like,
see, but when I wear Huaraches, you're like, why do you have these little baby feet? All of a sudden, I got these gargantuan big steppers. Unacceptable, dude.
You are a big dude to wear size 9.5.
I don't. See, you switch it up every time.
What size you wear, 12, 10?
Let's find out. Let's look at these.
His feet are more wide than long because of the webbing.
That is true. I cannot deny that one at all. This one is size 12, baby.
There's no way we got the same size foot.
Let me get your shoes. I'll tell you. I'll let you know.
Hey, I got them slip-ons, baby.
Whew.
I got them comfortable UFOs.
Whoa! Those are orthopedic if I've ever seen
them. No, UFOs are world's most comfortable shoes.
Yeah, that's what I said, orthopedic.
Let's get to damages done.
I can't get the old white man shoes, though.
Mm.
The Hokas.
Hokas.
Homa, whatever they are.
The Larry Kokas?
No.
Oh, Roadrunners.
The Joe Roses.
Mm. Miami Heat.
Oh,
they blow another third quarter. Here's Bam Adebayo on them blowing another third quarter.
Again.
I mean, we run in transition. We get relief points.
Look at this guy.
What is a relief point?
And for three quarters, we play hard as shit on defense. It's like that third quarter is just kind of like we got to get back to a feel and figure it out type of thing.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, dude, because the damage is done, my friend.
Ooh.
No snacks at halftime. No orange slices.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And no more halftime ceremonies. For the love of God, enough already.
How many times are we going to dishonor a great by losing?
Very lovely. It's a nice moment. By the way, Nico got the short end of it. Let me just be honest with you guys yesterday.
They didn't even...
They're like, and by the way, guys, Nikola Jovic. They showed him on the Jumbotron during a break.
That's it.
Like, I'm like, dude, Serbia won the bronze. That's a big deal. And they almost beat America.
Yeah.
This close.
Yeah.
And they're like, Nico, golf clap. He's like, really? That's all I get? Bam's out here. They got like fireworks. Banner unveiled. Nico, He's got LeBron and KD. They got two Bogdanoviches and the Joker.
They did have, it was a Bogdanovich, though, that was talking all that crap to Melo, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the Bogdanoviches don't play. Yeah. There's something. By the way, Bam just ended his, he also just looked at his, at the box score, where he was just staring at it at the end, and was like,
hey,
right into the microphone.
You know what? Here's what my damage has done is. Here's what my damage has done is. And I'm going to say this in all sincerity. Why the hell is everybody realizing you got to be 37-17 in the third quarter after the game?
Does anybody have pants?
Is anybody saying, hey, guys, we are getting our asses kicked right now. Let's pick up the pace. Why is everybody so shocked when they look at the sheet after the game?
The first time it's revealed to him and Jimmy Butler. Like,
three guys. Yeah. Woo. Woo.
Wow. By the way, guys, mid-game, something should be said. Something should be said.
Wait.
Who's that on?
Wait. Did you notice when you used up all your timeouts in a five-minute stretch that you was getting your ass kicked?
Karan.
Oh, my goodness.
Gotta let him know.
Is that the most shocking thing?
It's crazy.
How is everybody so shocked at the stat line? Look! Yeah! That's what I said! That's what I said, Bam!
You know what the problem is? The Hurricanes hired a clock coordinator. The Heat need to hire a stat sheet coordinator.
No! Dude! You know what? They just spent $17 million on a big-ass jumbotron in the middle of the thing. You see you getting your ass kicked? They always looking up to see if they fouled. You know, when you see that picture, whether you fouled them or not, right underneath it is the score.
JFig also asked a great question. Why is everybody wearing the shades of shame? This has been a thing, JFig. I don't know why after losses everybody's acting like they were just in a fight punched in the eye, because Bam, Jimmy, and Tyler are all wearing sunglasses indoors, and it's not that bright in there.
Yeah.
Let me explain something to you. I don't know.
Spo goes there, no sunglasses on him.
I gotta admit, there is a lot of questionable fashion, but the shades, I'm not understanding.
Tyler Hero looks like he's trying to wipe your memory.
Tyler Hero looks like a Matrix agent.
Dev.
He looks like...
Start the third quarter better.
Mr. Anderson.
I mean, not everybody's...
every quarter we've won. Oh, every quarter.
Don't.
Third.
That's crazy. I mean,
hey,
there's
stop
not much
tape.
To talk
stop
about.
Stop the tape.
Oh, okay.
Dude, better. Do not hit me with the we won three of the four quarters act. You know where that comes from? Manny Diaz.
Oh, you're not getting it, dude.
Dude, now we got professional Manny Diaz?
Yikes.
We won three quarter, of the four quarters, but you quarter. Lost by 30 on the third quarter.
You gave up a 40 piece.
Except the third.
That's crazy.
I mean,
thanks, Jimmy.
There's not much to talk about at
Jimmy,
this point.
Co-signed
it. That's been a trend for us literally all year, so we got to figure it
a
out.
A trend? No. Damn. It's been a trend for the last 2 years. We've been talking about third quarter.
The stat sheet of doom.
What like, do you look, this is what I mean. They're like taking a little gator.
Woo!
Woo! But wait, it's not like I went to use the bathroom and came back and saw, ooh, third quarter.
We know you guys are very into your statistics.
You're into your stats.
We know. You guys didn't realize looking up at the Tron, like,
right.
That got away from us there.
Oh, man.
You're up at 13 at halftime. Bam's hitting shots at the buzzer. We were all good, baby. De'Aaron Fox said, no more of this. Nobody stopped him.
I'm just wondering at what time. And like, let me ask. This play exists in football too, right? When it starts going downhill and nobody says anything, right? Where are the leaders? Where's like, hey guys, we're giving up damn near a 40 spot.
I mean, like, Jimmy did take over in the fourth, like, to start, but, like, damage was done, dude. What do you got, man?
Damage is done.
Anything else?
It wasn't my damage is done.
Oh, you're along with me. Okay, I just want to make sure. Froggy?
I started with my damage is done.
Yeah, I'm going to go along the same lines of you guys in regards to the Heat, but this time my damage is done goes to you, dude!
What?
You monster mush! You did this!
I didn't know he was going to be the game winner!
Everyone who was in my DMs with highlights of Klay Thompson when he scored a meaningless 27 points in a meaningless game last year, they were like, Frog Boy, look what you did! You woke up the monster! You woke up the monster! You have been talking about Sabonis since last year's Defensive Player of the Year and NBA.
Oh, I've been talking before that.
Since before that.
I don't care for Sabonis. And nothing against him personally. It's just like, he's the best. He's so much better than me. I played him yesterday. I can't. I'm not going to lie.
That was your chance. That was your chance right now.
You know, it's only because they only played twice. He's on the Kings.
So, wow, I mean. So is it because you're, you think they're playing quotes from you?
Maybe.
To Sabonis?
Yeah, they are.
Like, well, nobody has hot takes on Sabonis. I mean, he's like one of those boring players in the league. They're like, who's got the
that
Sabonis
keeps getting triple-doubles?
Yeah. You would agree, though. Boring. Less flashy Joker. It's kind of what he is.
Okay. For sure. But game winner yesterday and two games ago, he had a tip-in to send the game into overtime. Seems like
he's around the basketball an awful lot.
Lover boy.
I never said he was bad. I never said he was bad. I just like Bam better. I'm allowed to stick up for my player.
And I don't appreciate what you did, Marcos.
What I do this time.
About the lover boy stuff.
Oh, lover boy. Yeah. Look at him now. He's wearing shades after the game. Hey. He's getting haircuts. Hey.
Yeah. I'm going to call Glennis if you keep acting up.
Call lover boy. Ain't no love in that. She's going to beat me. She hits me. Oh. She abuses me. She abuses me.
I can't believe they lost on the Sabonis tip-in.
Yeah.
This is the worst case scenario for someone who talked crap about the person.
I know.
It always seems to happen to you.
I know. I didn't.
Right.
You did.
It was a. I really would have rather be De'Aaron Fox hitting that shot. I was like, and then I was like, it was in slow motion for me. I'm watching.
Yeah.
I'm like, because it went boom, and then I see that feathery hair, that quaff.
Yeah, that's a good.
Throws it up. I'm like, no. Of course it went in.
Literally anyone else.
Anybody else. It could have been DeRozan or Keegan Murray.
By the way, DeRozan. Still doing it. That dude's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Always kicks the Heat's ass.
Less than Tyler Hero, though.
Doesn't matter what jersey he wears.
That dude's good. You tell me he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame?
No way.
I said he was.
No, I know.
He said he's not because he's sticking up for Drakey Poo.
Why is he going to be in the Hall of Fame?
He's just like a good scorer. Really nice.
Oh, good scorer? Gosh.
Yeah. Does nothing else. Does he have any sort of defensive prowess? No. No one's ever known him for anything defensive.
DeRozan? Nah, he's not a good defender.
I
don't think he's known as a good
defender. Not a good three-point shooter. Hasn't won anything significant.
Don't tell me that last night.
Are you kidding me? You said that after last night?
Completely. The game was in hand for the Heat. The building was jumping until that four-point play.
Game was changed.
Four-point play.
About time. Learn how to shoot from beyond the arc.
He doesn't have to.
Never want to lose on a tip-in, dude. And
you did this to us.
You never want to lose your tip in.
What?
Because if that's the case.
Oh, my God.
Where you going, dude? You might want to try Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online. Why are you going to lay down?
He's laid down.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, you're single, you're trying to impress someone new. Blue Chew is for you, man. No doctor's visits, no pharmacy visits. Just ships right to your door in a discreet package. It'll be here on the double-double.
Follow me. I want it to be isolation. I can't follow me over here. Like, go away.
No, it's right there, dude. It's right there on you. Anyway, let me tell you about our deal we got here for our listeners out there. If you guys want to try Blue Chew for free, use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. That's right. Use the promo code SHOWPONY at BlueChew.com. Right there at checkout, and you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. That's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com.
Hello, Len. Yeah, I don't know. I told him not.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.